Podmas Day 13. Today I want to talk about the history with my gratitude list. I don't think I've really fully told this story. I think I've told it in bits and pieces, but I've never told the full story of where it came from on a podcast. I think I've just told bits and pieces of just like different on different podcasts. So I think it was around March or April of this year, I started following Amelia Boone. She's a ultra runner. She does Spartan races and things like that. And I saw that she was, like, every morning, she would write down 10 things she was grateful for in a notebook. And then she would post that notebook page on Instagram. And I started thinking about just a way for me to do something that was consistent on Instagram that was also, like, beneficial and helpful. And I decided to kind of follow in her footsteps and do a gratitude list. When I first started, I just wrote it in a notebook. And I didn't share it on Instagram at all. Like, I just wrote it in a notebook. And I just consistently just wrote it down every day. Starting in April. And I think this was around the time... This had to be... Okay, so I would have had seen it in March. Because I took a social media break in April. So I think this was March, the end of March when I saw her doing it. So when I took my social media break, I started writing down 10 things I was grateful for in a notebook, and I just started writing that down every day. And I didn't do it consistently every day in a notebook. It was like for the most of April I did it, and then I think May I kind of like started it and stopped it for like bits and pieces and things like that. And I think I continued this into June, and then like once the end of June hit, I decided to write it in like my phone, because the problem was that my phone's always on me, but I would have to carry the notebook everywhere I went, especially if I forgot to do it that morning. I wanted something where I could do it from anywhere I was going, and my phone was always with me. So I started just to when I woke up in the morning, make this kind of like formatted list of just like 10 slots on the app, on this app that I was using. I think the app is called IA Writer. It's called IA Writer, and you can like do like text and stuff like that, and you can change the color and all that stuff. So I would write down like just like a format of just a 10 item list. I can't talk today. And I would just keep that format and saved, and then every day I would just change the date and then add the 10 things I was grateful for that day. And I was originally just just recording them in my phone, because I always have my phone on me, and I was like, let me just put it on Instagram. And just post it every day, just for something that's accountability to myself, and also to kind of share like where my headspace was in like June, July, and I just wanted to post something every day to keep myself consistent. And I'm happy to say I've done that since the end of June, and then it's now December 13th. And I've done it for almost, half of 2019. So that's where it really came from. It was just a way for me to share some stuff that I was grateful for and just put it out there publicly. Because I think a lot of people go through their day and they don't realize that, their day is 24 hours, and a lot of people focus on like the negative. And I wanted to post something even at the start of the morning to kind of get your mindset out of the negative and think about what are 10 things that you were grateful for, thankful for the day before. So a lot of my list, and I've had people ask me this too, but like a lot of my list is stuff that was from the previous day. And I've kind of morphed and changed that list since I started in June, but like, I will tell you, writing down 10 things every day is kind of hard. So like, If you've seen kind of a transition to the list, like you've seen that Fridays now, I just write down 10 people I'm grateful for. Just to break, break that monotony of writing down something I'm grateful for every day. Because thinking of 10 things every day and without trying to repeat it 2 days in a row, it gets hard sometimes. Some days are easier than others. But for the most part, I try to not repeat the same thing 2 days in a row. That's just a rule that I, put in place for myself, so I'm not writing down the same things every day. So, I just wanted to put something out there, some kind of positive ray of light, of just information that, would make people think. And that's really where it came from. And it came from Amelia Boone, and it came from this Instagram account called Morning Gratitude. I think it's called morning.gratitude. I think that's the name of it. And I just wanted to post. I tagged them in the post too. And I've met some people who do the same thing with their gratitude journals. They post it on Instagram too. So it's been nice to post it every day. And like I said, I'm going to continue doing it. Most people don't know this, but I actually save them. So if you go into my profile, and if you look in the highlight reel, like I have saved, if not all of them, then I'll probably say like 98% of the gratitude list that I've posted since June. I've posted it in a highlight reel. And I think there's two highlight reels now, because Instagram says there's a limit of 100 posts per highlight reel. So, that's just something I've been doing since June, and I think I'm going to keep doing it in 2020. Just because, like I said, just because it keeps me consistent and keeps me accountable and keeps me from slacking. So, I've seen a lot of people do the gratitude list too, and it's been great. And I hope a lot of these people who have been doing the gratitude list continue, because I think it's just a good thing to post on Instagram, especially in the morning, because a lot of people wake up negative, and a lot of people have lives that are worse than others, and you have to realize what you have and be grateful for what you have, and don't think that because you don't have everything that you think you need or you want or anything like that, that your life is any less than somebody else's. That's just my opinion. I'm just gonna say that because I know somebody's gonna DM me after this episode. So, So I'm gonna get off of here. I just want to record a 5 minutes today. If you're listening to this, you might not listen to this before, because there's gonna be another episode probably right after this. It's gonna be possibly a dumpster fire after this. I'm not sure. We're supposed to record, but we will see. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.